Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The professor is in, and today would be an interesting day for me because I have no idea where Mike is going with this report card today because there could be some really, really low grades, and rightfully so. Mike, what'd you give the quarterback?
C minus, 13 of 23, 153 yards, finished with a rating of 76.9. And, man, he missed some receivers that were wide open, especially that one to Hopkins in the fourth quarter. That would have put the game away.
Yeah,
wide open down the left sideline. He got a C-minus. Running backs, Derrick Henry had 5 carries for 14 yards in the first half and then finishes with 21 carries for 64 yards in the in total. So they went to him, and that's effective. I have no problems with that strategy. I still want to see them use Keaton Mitchell a little bit more. He had the one long run that he broke in the second half, but it was called back because the center got called for holding. But I still like you got to give him the ball, give him some touches. They get a C. Offensive line, I gave a D+. Their tackles just gave up too much. Ronnie Stanley, Rosengarten, they're the ends from the Jets, put a lot of pressure on Lamar. And sometimes with Lamar, because he's not running as much as he used to, if you can make him move, that is effective. So I gave them a D+. I probably would have given him a D, but I felt very gracious and gave him a D+. Receivers.
Yeah, I always felt insulted.
Now, Mike, do you think, look, you know me, I'm always talking about the most important players on the field. The fact that Rashad Bateman's been down, that's why this offense has struggled, because wide receivers, as we've said, being the key to every single offense.
They have no long ball.
No one said that.
They didn't?
No one's ever said
that. But they have no long ball.
Yeah.
It's missing. I think they average like 11.
That's all Jeremy has.
That's all I got.
No comments there.
Sit down and touch the water, baby.
11.8 yards.
That's Poseidon's kiss.
Per catch Sunday. And I think they entered the game averaging like 11.3. But they did get Flowers involved early. At least 2 catches were on jet sweeps, which I kind of favored. But they get a C. Defensive line, I think I gave them a C, C+. I didn't think they were very – I didn't think they were strong.
Give a C, yep.
I didn't think they got a lot of pressure on Tyrod Taylor, especially up in the middle. And usually last game against Cleveland, they were at least knocking down passes. I didn't see them get their hands up nearly as much in this game, and maybe because they didn't throw as many quick passes. But then again, as I think back, they did throw a lot of quick passes over the middle. So it was there. They just didn't get it done. Linebackers, I gave them a C+. I thought Roquan played a fairly strong game, 11 tackles. Buchanan had 8. Secondary, I gave a C+. Still not sold on these guys. I see them every week, and I still see guys getting open, and there are times when they look lost, and they missed a lot of tackles in that game. Jets running backs were very patient, getting up in the hole.
Yeah, they were.
And I like what they did to him. I still like Marlon Humphrey, though, with the strip in the end. That's what Marlon Humphrey does. That's exactly what he does, and he did it in that game, and they kind of stopped it. Yeah. Special teams, we already talked about Jordan Stout. I mean, he was the guy.
What took them from an A to a B, Mike? I'm just curious.
Because their kickoff and their coverage
that's what
units
it was.
Were not,
yeah.
not
Also,
not very
also
good.
Had a violation for not kicking into the landing zone as well.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
I figured that's what he was going to go.
So I gave them a B. Coaching, I gave a C because they just came out
flat.
Well, I don't even know if they were flat or whatever. They had no juice offensively. Defensively, you know, Zach Orr did what he had to do, but I'm not impressed by you beating these teams. I'm not impressed by you beating up on J.J. McCarthy.
Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not entertained. Matter of fact, I have more entertainment in watching those dogs get those frisbees during halftime than I did watching the first half of that game. And
it's the most action you saw, Dave.
Yes, indeed. Oh. It wasn't even close. So anyway, that was my grading.
Yeah, the guy throwing the frisbees had a perfect passer rating.
Oh, I mean, did you see that girl when they had the girl and the dogs clammed up her back and stuff? And I was like, whoa.
I didn't get to see that. I had a buddy that was sending pictures. He said, this is the most exciting thing that's happened all day.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was spicy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Orange Mills. Get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, Mike is right. The dogs were more exciting than some of these receivers, man, with the exception of Flowers. And this line is terrible. It stinks all around. Being there, seeing it live. TV, it's not even be there live to see it. It's really bad. Oh, my God. None of these guys. I mean, Linderbaum, yeah, have a nice day. Don't come back. We don't want you here. He's too busy wrestling on the ground. Filele looked like a traffic officer. He looked like he just be working on the streets. Get him out of here immediately. I don't even know why he's they are going to get Lamar. Lamar's already hurt. They're going to get him killed. They want to hospitalize him, man. Is that what this is? I kept saying, yo, just stay gone. But I will say one thing. I'm just glad we beat the Jets. I just, you know, my son spent a lot of money on that ticket for you to see the Jets game and sit me in a good spot. So I'm my boy, Brian. Thank you. But, yeah, that was bad, man. I mean, that is a bad thing. We should have been over with in the first half. This team, this is how bad we are. Oh, man, get this coach out of here, please. Please get this coach. Give me a Hall of Fame coach. Groove's out there. Bring somebody in here. Anybody but this guy, man. He deserves a good kick in the balls and get him out of here. Y'all have a good one, man. I'm out.
Damn.
Wow. So is he on the fence about him, or is he – how's that go?
I don't know. Not only does he want him out, it was kick him in the balls.
He.
That's harsh.
Wow.
I don't know that anybody.
It's fine, but John Gruden's not a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, stop, dude. Stop.
They traded first-round picks for him.
I know. And they got what they wanted, but come on, stop it.
Hey, but you know something? The best play for the Ravens have had in the last 2 years has always been Lamar running around when their offensive line is broken down. They couldn't pass block. They haven't been a good pass-blocking group in 3 years. So you think all of a sudden they were going to be this great pass-blocking unit in 2025? No, they weren't. The problem is Lamar can't run around like he used to for whatever reason.
So now you see all the imperfections of the game plan.
Oh, yes.
By the way, since John Gruden has won the Super Bowl, 7-9, 5-11, 11-5, 4-12, 9-7, 4-12, 7-9, 8-8. Mm-hmm. That's since the Super Bowl, man. Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like we stopped his career at 2002. Everything stopped there.
And I'm not, my affinity for the Buccaneers. He had the Raiders playbook, essentially. He coached the year before against the Raiders. They picked off Rich Cannon 5 times.
And that was a team that, Tony Dungy groomed.
Yes, Tony Dungy built it. The defense was awesome. The defense was like the Ravens defense at the time. It was they just crushed them defensively.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.